Zion's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 24th, 2019. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we're in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please, folks, make this choice tonight if you haven't already for Yeshua. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates of the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all this at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Remember, folks, we're not just a podcast. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's live on YouTube, and it's on some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. It's not free, and we haven't even paid airtime this month. The month's almost over. On another note, let's thank our listener bases worldwide in places like Bucharest, Romania, Hamilton, Canada, Attilia, Turkey, Espoo, Finland, and, of course, cities in the United States such as Fresno, California, Memphis, Tennessee, Honolulu, Hawaii, Louisville, Kentucky. These are just to name a few. Of course, Wichita, Kansas remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs when they podcast later tonight. And that we've been for the last 2 weeks. Anyway, follow and share us at Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Now, prayer, and we'll get on to with tonight's program. We have a special one for you. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will and not ours. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, folks, there's so much going on. Whether it's in, I believe we're going to come under judgment pretty quick. You know, for one, we now hear, and I've been brokenhearted, and my wife and I just did a program about it earlier tonight, about the abortion, abortions really, they're murder. They, in New York City, you can kill a child 2 minutes before its birth because it's not considered a human being until after it is actually birthed. And that means if a child comes out alive during an abortion in the ninth month, they can just kill it. That's murder. Every one of those is a sacrifice to the devil. So those horrific things are going on. On top of that, we have some things that people aren't even paying attention to. Like, I'm going to give you a short excerpt from this article by Michael Snyder. You folks have been listening to me for a long time. No, he's been on the program before. He's just not doing radio right now. But he's still putting out reports. This comes from the endoftheamericandream.com. website, endoftheamericandream.com website. I'm just going to give you a little brief of it. It says, World War III cometh. Syria is threatening to bomb the airport in Tel Aviv, and Iran is pledging to wipe Israel off the map. And Michael goes on and says, we've always knew this was coming. We always knew that there would eventually be a war between Israel and Iran, but we had hoped there would be put off for as long as possible. Well, now it appears at the time, that time may have run out. The exchange of missiles between the IDF and the Iranian forces based in Syria on Sunday represented a major escalation of a conflict that has been simmering at a low level for months. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pledging to continue to strike the Iranian entrenchment in Syria. And the other side, the Iranians and Syrians, have changed their rules of engagement to allow for a military response against Israel every time Israel strikes targets inside of Syria. This means that there's now an ongoing missiles going back and forth, and it seems inevitable that both sides will cross to the point of no return. In fact, they say now, he says, in the aftermath of the missile exchange on Sunday, the Israeli Prime Minister of Intelligence declared Israel is now in an open confrontation with Iran. Now, we've had people on this program that have said this and said and predicted many different things about whether it's a beast or what seal or whatever of the timing in Revelation. But what I'm trying to say is no matter what part of Revelation or whatever you think this is in or what part of the Bible is in, they're all pretty clear about the same thing. That this war was inevitably going to happen, whether it was before the tribulation, after the tribulation, during the tribulation, they all predicted that this was going to happen at some point, and it would escalate into a nightmare and possibly World War III, or some call it the Psalm 83 war, which I don't believe. I believe that. But anyway, here's the point. So things are very, very close. And this is my feelings about how folks are reacting. So let's listen to this song. Folks, I'm not predicting dates. Know that we are in that time of the end. Whether it's the rampant, whether it's the rampant killing of children out there and this war that is inevitably going to happen before Israel. You know, President Trump said that he was going to take our troops out of Syria. I found a report weeks ago that was buried, and most of the news media didn't even go after it all, but it was a reporter in Israel that was quoted as saying that the reason President Trump is taking his troops out of Syria, was because Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, requested it because he knew this war was coming over the Hamas over there, or the Hezbollah, rather. Anyway, so the point is that this was coming. We've seen it for weeks, and if you listen to it on radio, you'll find that out. But Israel is special. It is special. That's what the Bible's all about. Yes, of course, the Savior's special, but Israel is special, and it's all about Israel. So you just keep watching it, and let's hear a song about Israel. Great end time music by Brother Ben. He fell out of Texas that I knew back in the 90s. He's been on my newsletter list since then, and we've conversed back and forth. I haven't heard from him in a very long time. I'm trying to get a response out of him, and I'd actually like to have him on this program to talk about his music. He had a ministry called 70th Week Magazine back in the 90s, and he also did this music. This music is original music from him and a band he called the End Time Band. And they really did some great music, but it's very prophetic, very, very prophetic, don't you think? Now then, what we're speaking of, now, things are running so wicked. We're talking about the killing of children. We're talking about everything that is good being called evil and all the evil things being called bad. I mean, come on. Witchcraft is abounding. It's even abounding in the church. The church is saying it's all right. There are so much terrible things out there. Why is it like this? Because the Bible said it would be like this. Yes, it did indeed.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
Days of Noah. That's what it was predicted. It was put forth by Yeshua that it would be as this. Can you not look around and see? Look at all the evil abounding. There is so much corruption out there in everything. And here in America, the Western Church is asleep. They're waiting for an Antichrist that's going to be a suit and tie guy, and they don't realize that all of this is upon us. It is coming upon us now. And you need to wake up. You need to wake up. You need to be in control. Well, actually, you can't be in control. That takes another kind of control. And you know what that control is? Control, because the Father is in control. He allows things to happen to us. He allows things to go on. Why does he allow these things? It's not about the life here, because this life here is just about being with him for an eternity. Because he loves us, he wants us to be with him. And Yeshua will be back to reign for 1,000 years on earth, and then behold, there will be a new heaven and a new earth. All these things, other things, must come to pass first. And we are in this time, folks. We are in this time. It is within your generation. How fast? I'm not setting dates. How soon? I'm not setting dates. I don't know. But I feel that it's soon, and so many do. And how do we feel it? By looking at the Word, by studying the Word, and seeing what it says about the indeed, the time of the end, which we are in right now. Well, folks, if you really like this music, I am not selling this music at all whatsoever. It was given to me by Brother Ben and told me, he said, use it for your ministry to benefit your ministry. He did that many years ago. I do not sell this, but if you want a copy of the album, you want to cover the cost, you know, I could give it to you on a DVD, maybe send it to you in an email. I don't know. I haven't tried that. Or put it on a USB, but you would have to cover the cost. And believe me, just the cost. So pray about it, and that's just if you want the music. If you don't, just play the music over. Play this, share this program with other people. Anyway, we got to go for a station break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing without a doubt, my Lord is in control. Careless times I know are here. Thing I know is clear, my Lord is in control. He's in control.
back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, we've been talking about the end times and been showing you through some music. Here's something else to put into this. This is an article from Natural News, and I'm just going to read you just a small part of it. Left-wing media run by actual demon-possessed, anti-human, evil entities. And it has a stunning documentary on it that you should really see. I'll send a link to it over to the pastor's page so you can watch it. But it says, if you're wondering why the left-wing media is infused with absolute evil, achieving anti-human hatred of life, truth, healthy babies, and human liberty, the answer is far larger than you might have supposed. An increasing number of so-called journalists working for anti-human media are actually demon-possessed entities working to destroy human life, Christianity, and a belief in Yahweh. Beyond a mere political war, we engage in a spiritual war of cosmic importance as pure evil has taken over nearly half of the left-wing media and government bureaucracies, universities, and public schools, Hollywood and the pop culture media, and even the ranks of science and medicine. They first cropped up seemingly out of nowhere about 6 years ago, adorned in black capes and curved devil horns affixed to their heads, holding posters and black American flags as they shouted, "Hail Satan," on the steps of government institutions. They were growing since the Satan's Temple founding in 2012. The organization has increased from a handful of members to tens of thousands, with chapters all over the U.S. and the globe, from Stockholm to London, from Los Angeles to Texas. Satanism is on the rise in the United States and around the world. And, folks, that's right. And it says these are possessed by demonic spirits. How can you explain these people murdering children? Children. And not have a heart and think that there's no pain and think that these children don't matter. Really? You know, love is all about loving others. The baby inside of these women is a real human being. And if they had love for life, then they wouldn't be murdering these. And how could these people, they have no spirit in them? I mean, how can they actually murder these things? Well, the Father isn't going to take that lightly. He isn't going to take that lightly. And it's coming. It's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So right now, well, we told you that the Lord is in control, but why do these things have to happen? Why do we have to be tested over and over and over again? The Father tests those that he loves, because if you're being tested, if you're being put through the fire, that means that he loves you, as this song will point out.
If we want
within the vine. And soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it sits for others, we keep on bearing more. In time, harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. Let's be thankful.
Tried in the fire. Tried about our faith. Just as Eshach, Meshach, and Abednego were in a fiery furnace, they were tested. That was a testing that they were doing, but they were protected by Yeshua. They were protected in the fiery furnace, and that's how he'll protect us. Those of us that love him, and those of us that have been pruned, and those of us that are making progress and been about the Father's work. That is where it's at. Don't you see? No bomb shelter in the world can save you as he can. And that's where we need to put our faith, in him. Sure, he will tell us to prepare. He'll tell us maybe to move from one city to another as he has before. Just as he told Noah to build an ark, he may tell you to build something. It doesn't matter. But the point is, he will make a provision for you. And, you know, one thing that I've always noticed is I have all these people that have said these elaborate things about preparation. And I go, well, I don't see how preparation works unless it includes the poor. Because after all, the poor, the meek shall inherit the earth. And you think that just because a person is poor, that they're not respected of by the Father, that they're not saved? And, you know, when they have nothing and they give just a little, you know, it was like while I was talking with my wife earlier. We were talking about how the homeless and poor will even give the change in their pocket because they're so thankful for a meal or something that we have given them, and they want nothing for it. But they will give change. And I used to say, oh, no, don't give it to me, but I can't spoil their blessing. I can't spoil their blessing over the mite that they get. But so it goes to that. Are you being holy? Are you being right? Are you following the world? Or are you following the Word? The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That was Yeshua. Are you indeed standing on holy ground? Is that where you're at? That's what you need to be. Because if you're not standing on holy ground, then it's just not going to work for you, as the song says.
Yeah, he had it hung down.
Standing on holy ground. How do you stand on holy ground? By following the instructions that the Father gave us. He gave us Yeshua, which is the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. He did that, and His Word is true.
Father, Thy Word is
His word is true, and we should keep His word. Folks, in James chapter 2, it says, in 2, 14 to 20, it says, what does it profit, my brethren? Do a man say he has faith and has not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not the things that are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man say may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. But the devils also believe and tremble. Wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? That's King James Version of the Bible, and that's what we give out. We give them out, these Bibles out into a part of town that most people don't even like to drive through. But isn't that where we're supposed to be out? Where the sinners are and where the poor is, where Yeshua was at. So we help the homeless and poor, anybody that walks on the door, walks through the door. Yes, folks, we are the last hope for so many, and we are all responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations to Messiah's branch help, and the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. If you don't wish to help Messiah's branch help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free. And radio donations keep us on radio, keeps us on the air. You can donate online or mail a check or money order and give all that information over the phone. And you can find, or you can get the, or you can donate over the phone, and you can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. So pray about it. And yes, we need Bibles. We need all kinds of things. Pray about it. But we need to be about the Father's work. That's what where we need to be. And if we're about the Father's business, that is where our safety lies. So, folks, let's go.
Well, let's go. We got to let people know. Well, let's go. And let the gospel flow. Let them know that Jesus can save. On the cross is life, blood he gave. He poured it out for sinners. He's looking for his sinners. I tell him that he rose from the grave.
Absolutely. Our reaction should be when we're in the troubles, you need to thank the Father. I know it's hard, but you thank the Father for putting you through the fire because he's making you better, to be with him for an eternity and to be with Yeshua for an eternity. Just remember, he is always, always, always there for you. All you have to do is call. Your needs, but you have to believe and have faith. Believe and have faith. Well, I think I do have time for one more song. Let's pull it up and see what you think about this one, because he is there for us. He's there for us through the storm, through the terrible, terrible storms. Today I use music from Brother Ben McKnight. I pray that maybe this music will move you to the place that you need to be. This music moved me clear back in the 90s, and I still listen to it. I have it on a USB. I plug it into my in my truck when I'm traveling back and forth to the Wichita Mission Church, which, by the way, is just over there and back. It's a 120-mile round trip. I average about 300 miles every time I drive over there, at least, and back, even through the storms. But Yeshua is our refuge, and he kept me through the storms and kept my wife through the storms. So pray for the Wichita Mission Church. Prayer is above everything. Remember, charity starts first at home. Help those in your own family first, and from that, go out from there. If you have anything left over, we pray that you'd pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. Or this radio program. You know, in the best world, everything is free, but this is not free. We have to pay for radio airtime. I have to pay for the electricity. I have to pay for the internet. All of these things we have to pay for. Nobody over here is getting rich. You know, the money goes into radio, goes to the Wichita Mission Church. It pays the bills for the church. We devote ourselves, my wife and I, we've devoted the last 19 years into doing this, but I've been in a ministry even longer than that. As for radio, I've been doing radio since 2002, and I've been on ABR since 2004. So pray about a donation tonight, if you can. If you need my help, send me an email. I'll send you a link to donate directly, or you can use PayPal. Find all the information at prophecyhour.com. Pray about it. But we most folks remember that there is only one God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for our repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, 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 always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That is praying for Yeshua's return. And we are told to do that in the Word, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we need to do so now because this war looks like it may be coming upon us. I don't know if it's the final war. I don't know which one it is, but the outcome can be devastating. But these things have to happen before he comes. Lord our God, Father King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.